I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Super Typhoon Yaguri may have been downgraded, but like its namesake, Raccoon, it's still causing plenty of damage. What's more, storms this strong don't usually come so early in the season. That, plus a quake, has the Japanese ill at ease. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa says the church is ready to stand in the gap.
Triple disaster that happened in 2011 helped us to minister to the local people with both hands and the hearts and the words and deeds together.
Pray for safety. More than that, pray for opportunity. Meanwhile, saving orphans in Guatemala from human trafficking smells like lavender. Let me explain. Orphan Outreach shares the love of Christ with young orphan girls and equips dozens of them with vocational training. With each technique mastered at beauty school, the girls become less vulnerable to slavery. From sponsorship to offering training on missions trips, you can be a part of a brighter future for orphans. We'll show you how at our website. And if someone wishes you a Merry Christmas next month, chances are they're part of For Haiti with Love's Christmas in August. The fundraiser provides cash for a Christmas Day party in Haiti. Partygoers get a hot meal, gifts, and a program that presents the story of Jesus' birth. For Haiti's Eva DeHart says it draws people who might not have had any other contact with the gospel.
So this is a poor segment of Haiti that doesn't get the opportunity to hear Jesus' message, and we invite them to come and learn about him and celebrate his birthday with us.
To come alongside the ministry or to learn more about the Christmas party, get connected at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.